We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Marks and Reese on a Tuesday. And Ike, surely you had to have, when you woke up this morning, thought that, yeah, we'll be talking about Charlie Manuel as the new Phillies hitting coach today, right, Ike?
I did not expect that, Johnny Marks.
It's unbelievable. I'm at a doc's appointment with my daughter, and Fritz calls me. I press end. He calls me again. I press end. So I'm thinking something must be up, and then I get the text message, Charlie Manuel is the hitting coach of the Phillies. Like, why are you kidding me?
Rejoice!
Wow. I mean, listen, it's fun. There's no doubt about it. It's fun. It might be my favorite thing the Phillies have done since they signed Bryce Harper. Love it. Love it for that reason. But it's not going to change anything, right? What's it going to change? Forget about long term. What's it going to change the rest of 2019? Will it give the lineup a little bit of pep in their steps? Sure. Absolutely. Do I think it can change some of these guys? Yeah. But is Charlie bringing four starters with him? Is he bringing a closer and a setup guy in a bullpen with him? Like, let's be realistic, people. I heard Rob and Elliot on the way in both predicting that they're going to make the playoffs. I mean, does it improve their chances? Sure, maybe it improves their chances. They're only two games out right now. But, I mean, really, other than it being fun because Charlie's back, I don't think it does anything.
Well, here's why I disagree with you, Ed. I think it does several things. A, it gives these guys in the clubhouse a fresh voice. A guy with a pedigree, guy that's gone to two World Series, who's won a World Series, who's known for being a hitting guru. So he comes in with instant credibility. He talks nothing but baseball. And the great thing is that Charlie's been around most of these guys, except for the guys that they traded for throughout the season. The guys that were here in spring training, Charlie was around them. He's been around those guys. And here's the thing I'll tell you about those who think like you when it comes to, okay, what can Charlie do to help this team? How is that going to help them overall? Here's what I would say that. No, Charlie can't bring four pitchers with him. I wish he could. Wish he could bring the four aces with him to pair with Aaron Nola. He can't do that. But for a team that last time I checked, correct me if I'm wrong in there, Jackie, stats. the Phillies, their record when they score four runs is somewhere around 55, 56 wins with about 15 losses.
Correct.
So that would lead me to believe if you can hit the freaking ball and put runs on the board, just four, you're going to win a lot of baseball games. You're going to win a lot of baseball games with this team. I mean, that's what that record says. Just when you score four more runs.
Okay.
I mean, that's what it says with this ball club. So if I can get that coming down the stretch, I like my chances. I like my chances. But more importantly, the stretch is just to validate what we've all been talking about when it comes to this ball club and their hitting issues. If they are able to catch fire and Charlie can make a difference coming down the stretch, even if they don't make it into the playoffs, they just remain competitive. And this lineup looks like it has pop. It has life. It has some different ideas that have been implemented into the hitting and running game on the base pads. All those things. Yep. If I see that, you know what's next. It's time to move the skipper into the skipper's chair. Because now that the skipper is in the dugout, yeah, I'm talking about Skip.
And that's part of
the guy's name, Gabe. His name is Gabe. He's not a skipper. He's not. Charlie's the skipper, and I'm looking for Charlie to be the manager moving forward.
And that's part of the problem is because now that's the expectation, and that's what everybody's going to want.
Well, that's what we're hoping for,
right? But I know. But why not just do it? And that's what's because here's how I see it. Right, the front office and ownership again is not on the same page. This is a John Middleton move. Make no mistake about it. It's a smart move from his perspective. It appeases Phillies fans. It makes them happy during just a brutal up and down, just excruciating season. But now, where do you go from here? Let's say that it works, but it doesn't work good enough. So now what are you going to do? You're still going to fire Gabe?
Yeah.
Let's say it works and you make the playoffs. Are you still going to fire Gabe?
Yeah.
Yeah. So why not just fire him now? Because that's what's going to happen anyway. Why even put anybody in this situation? Why even make it uncomfortable? Why not just make Charlie Manuel the manager now?
Well, here's the thing. Let me go back to one of your questions. That if they make the playoffs, are you still firing Gabe? As a knee-jerk reaction, because I just assume I'm going to give all the credit to Charlie Manuel for them making the playoffs. Now, if that is the case, then yeah, I'll go ahead and fire Gabe. But I don't know the inner workings behind the scenes. So does Gabe change his approach? Right? Does Matt Klentak, you know, change his philosophy?
Well, I think it signals
and
that.
And then allow a little bit of that in there.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
In other words, I'm saying this. Here's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
If adding Charlie Manuel to this coaching staff, and particularly as the hitting coach, if it sparks the fire that they are hoping for, if John Middleton was the one who made this decision, and I believe he was, if it gives you the fire that you're looking for, why wouldn't you decide, this is where I want to keep going? How can I build on this? How can I build on this? So does he keep Gabe? Does Gabe decide, okay, I'm going to buy into some of this that Charlie Manuel is doing?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. If they're hell-bent on doing everything by the numbers and everything else, then maybe John Middleton is tired of that.
Can we
maybe
be honest here?
Maybe he gets rid of Middleton. I mean, maybe he gets rid of Klentak, McPhail, and
Gabe Kapler, as the manager and Charlie Manuel as the hitting coach is ridiculous. You should have just fired Gabe. Like, I understand why he comes back. It's for the interim for 2019. Anything can happen from here. Charlie Manuel's 75 years old. He'll be 76 next year if he continued as a hitting coach or if he became the manager, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I still believe Charlie would like to work every day in baseball. I mean, if he was given the opportunity to be a manager, I think he would do it.
Yeah.
Even at the age of 76, he's got plenty of energy and everything for the sport. And by the way, he's really good at it, right? He's really good at it. But why even play this game? Why even put it out there where he's the hitting coach? It's for the rest of 2019. Why not just fire Gabe now?
Well, maybe because that's not what they've decided to do yet.
Because here's why. Because this was an ownership move that the front office says, okay, well, we'll make him the hitting coach, but we're not going to fire Gabe yet. And now what's going to happen? If they make an improvement, it's going to be because of Charlie Manuel. If they make the playoffs, it's going to be because of Charlie Manuel. None of this is going to be given any credit to Gabe Kapler. Gabe Kapler can't help himself now.
Nor should it. Why should it be?
Then fire him.
Maybe they will do that. I'm just trying to figure out, like, why would we be giving Gabe credit for anything? He's been here the whole time. The team can't score runs. They can't hit.
It's just another example of the front office and ownership not being on the same page. You want to make a move, you want to get Gabe out of here because it's not working, get him out of here. Fire mm-hmm. him. Bring in Charlie Manuel. Everybody would like that, right? But now what you're doing is you're complicating the situation. And by the way, I don't think it's going to matter. That's our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Online, the website's marks-jewelers.com. When you're looking to get engaged, that's the place to go. Charlie Manuel being back with this team as the hitting coach. Fun, but not going to change much, or it will be the spark that they need. I voted fun, but not enough change. Well, not change enough, Mikey. And you think that this could really spark the team? And,
of course.
Okay.
Of course.
888-729-9494. I do not.
You're in the minority.
Because the
city, the baseball fans the ones who are still paying attention, or the ones who had one foot out the door like I did, when I saw this come across Twitter, oh, my fire was ignited. I'm back in. How could it not? How could it not?
I agree.
The most beloved manager this managed here.
Yep.
For this organization.
For this year, yes. Yes.
And if it works, why wouldn't it work moving forward?
I mean, it could.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But, I mean, Charlie Manuel already proved that once you have a flawed team, he, being the hitting guru, can't make up for older players, non-productive players.
Well, how do we know the team is flawed? We don't know how flawed the team is.
I can take one side of the team, Slud. Starting pitching? Okay. Bullpen?
Well, we said that last year, so that's not breaking news.
Mm-hmm.
Is Charlie being back for the Phillies really the best thing for the Phillies?
No.
Yes.
No. Short term, sure.
Yes. Let me tell you, I'm going to tell you why. Because this team is about to get fried. All that goodwill they built up with Bryce Harper and everything else, John Middleton hears the voices out there.
Yep.
Hears the voices out there. So if you think you can stay status quo with the way that it is, and it's somehow going to get better, and that's going to be better for you, you're crazy.
Okay.
You're crazy. They want this city to be in on the Phillies. They had better do something that's going to change. And this is a step in the right direction.
By the way, like, we want the city to be in on the Phillies. We want to be in on the Phillies, right?
Yeah.
We do. I'm a Phillies fan. Like, don't nobody think that I'm coming from like, my perspective is coming from a negative way. What I'm saying is that I just don't think it changes much, except now we're setting expectations that everything's going to be fine. Ty Manuel's coming in. He'll be the spark they need.
No, we're not setting expectations that everything. We're hoping, John. We're hoping.
Okay.
Just like you were hoping that Gabe was the right manager. We're hoping.
Yeah,
that's all. And if it, guess what? If it doesn't work, then get rid of everybody at the end of the year. What is there to lose from this? Except for those of you who love Gabe and you want to see him remain a manager, you feel threatened that his position is threatened now.
But if Charlie,
that's all this is about. This is about, you know, Gabe is on the hot seat now, and it's clear to everybody now. It's clear. You bring Charlie in there, and then people are like, oh, Lord, they're going to fire Gabe. They're going to fire Gabe. So people that want Gabe here who've been yelling, it's not Gabe's fault. It's not Gabe's fault. You're starting to see, you know what? The only safety net you had at that time was Matt Klentak, because that was his hire. The dude that signs the checks, he'll be the one who had the last word. And he just shows you what he's thinking right now. Matt Klentak turned down Manny Machado because he didn't think he was worth the money that he made. Right?
Well, Middleton.
Well, I'm talking about Matt Klentak didn't want Manny Machado because he thought he was asking for too much.
Mm-hmm.
So John Middleton, and by the way, Matt Klentak would also turn down Bryce Harper.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we can argue over Bryce Harper being worth it or what have you, but the bottom line is we were all happy that the Phillies got Bryce Harper, and that was the owner. That was the owner. So you know what I'm starting to see? Maybe the owner knows what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
I like an aggressive owner.
888-729-9494.
Like it. Skip is back.
Charlie Manuel, I love him. It'll be fun. It'll change. I mean, he will have an effect on the hitters. I agree with that, but I don't see big picture this doing much of anything.
We're going back to old school baseball, baby.
And that's not a good thing.
Get that launch angle, exit velo, all that nonsense out of here. But, get it out.
But that also shows you that they're not married to that, and they realize that.
That's a good thing.
It is. All right, we got your reaction. And by the way, Ike.
Yes, sir.
I can't wait for this. At 3:15, Gabe Kapler and Matt Klentak will speak to the media, and we will carry it for you live.
Gaber!
You think Gabe's already squirming in anticipation of this 3:15-er?
Well, that jaw's going to be locked so tight during that meeting.
Oh, man.
Mm. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.